David, let's go back to you, talk about the structure, if we can. If we can assume that in the history of engineering, a steel frame high-rise never collapsed because of a fire, how could we have three happen in one day?
Well, that's right. The odds against that happening would probably be about one in a trillion. So that's one big problem. The other big problem with the official story is that even if you say that it didn't, you know, the steel didn't melt, but it just weakened, the collapses would not have occurred, even if they had been possible, in the way they occurred. For example, if steel softened, it would start to bend and sag. And yet, as you see from the video clips, all three buildings have a sudden beginning. There's a very sudden onset to the collapse. Then the collapse is straight down rather than the buildings falling over. They fall at virtually free fall speed.
Well, could that have been because of the weight from each layer of the building?
Well, that's the official theory. But one problem of that is the next characteristic is that these were total collapses. So the 110-story Twin Towers collapsed into a pile of rubble only a few stories high. Building 7, which of course was not hit by a plane and did not have significant fires in it, collapsed in the way of a classic implosion into a very tiny pile of rubble.
And that's the one where the owner was overheard of saying, you know, we brought it down or something like that?
Well, Silverstein, the owner and the one who had taken out a lease on the whole World Trade Center just a few weeks before it had been finalized.
And he had a $3-something billion insurance policy on the lease. Is that true, Jim Fetzer?
3.5. Absolutely right, George. And Underwriters Laboratory, by the way, just to complement what David has been saying, had certified the steel used in these buildings for 2,000 degrees up to 6 hours before it would show any significant weakening. Well, most of that fuel burned off in those gigantic fireballs we all saw when the buildings were first impacted by the aircraft.
Somebody had told me, Jim and David, that they cut corners in the World Trade Center and provided inferior steel. Can you buy that argument?
No, I think that's nonsense. These were admirably constructed buildings. In fact, they had marvelous load redistribution properties. Frank DeMartini, for example, who is the project manager, explained how they could withstand multiple impacts from the largest commercial airliners then available, which were Boeing 707s. The 767s are very similar in their size, mass, and other dimensions. He said that the effect of one of these aircraft hitting one of these buildings would be like sticking a pencil through mosquito netting. So neither the impact of the planes nor the fires, which, by the way, burned only very briefly. Remember, if they're certified for 6 hours up to 2,000 degrees before they even show significant weakening, the South Tower fell in less than an hour.
True.
And the North Tower in only about an hour and a half. So there simply wasn't enough time for that steel to be heated and to melt. In fact, steel is an excellent conductor, George, which means that if you heat one part of it, it rapidly dissipates to other parts, so that in order for the government's theory to be remotely plausible, you'd have to be simultaneously weakening or melting the whole floor. And remember, those buildings were designed to withhold those structures. They were very solid. There were 47 massive columns that went up the center of those buildings and another 240 around their perimeters. They were some of the best built structures in engineering history.
Well, I've got to tell you, in St. Louis, where I hail from, there's a company there called Spiritus Wrecking, and one of their major functions in life is to bring down buildings. And so I've seen a lot of video of their work. And I do have to tell you, on that morning of 9/11, when I saw those buildings go down, it looked exactly like a demolition.
Well, that's very good, George. In fact, you know, David mentioned how Larry Silverstein told this fire chief or whoever that he thought there'd been so much death and destruction, maybe the best thing to do was to pull it, and that then they watched, the firemen made the decision, then they watched it come down.
All right, if they did pull Building 7, maybe that was the right thing to do. So why is that a big issue?
Well, because we're talking about 5:20 in the afternoon, about 7 hours after the other events. It wasn't hit by any aircraft. It only had a couple of very modest fires. it was one of the most massively designed buildings in engineering history, from all I can tell. The support beams there were absolutely solid steel, which is highly unusual. It was constructed over a huge electrical generator providing electricity for lower Manhattan. It had a command bunker in there that had its own air and water supply, George. This was a building that just was not going to come down.
So,
and if you stop and think about it, in order to pull it, there had to be pre-positioned explosives.
Okay, something you just couldn't do in 7 hours.
Then. Absolutely not.
Like, all right, now, what about the argument that because there was so many, I guess, confidential things in that building, it was pre-wired to go down? Of course, I got to tell you, I wouldn't want to work in a building if I knew it was loaded with explosives.
Well, it's very, very strange, you know, what's going on here. There were all kinds of, I mean, CIA, Secret Service, I mean, the emergency management office there. Giuliani was in there apparently observing all this going down. He said they were warned that the towers were going to collapse, which is quite bizarre by itself since this had never happened before in the history of structural engineering. So who's giving him this warning for this completely unexpected event? The fire teams are in the buildings. They don't have any reason to believe they're going to collapse. They're saying they can easily control these fires with a couple of lines.
Okay, if the buildings were taken down, how did they get the explosives in these buildings? I mean, first of all, the amount of explosives would have had to have been huge.
Well, actually, that's a very interesting question. There were all these security anomalies in the 2 weeks leading up to 9/11, where various parts of these buildings were shut down. The employees were told to go home.
Oh, really?
And they shut off the normal security controls, including the cameras. Stephen Jones has calculated that it would have taken 40 men 10 trips to plant enough explosive to take these buildings down per building. So it's not really that massive project. Plus, they were, you know, people, there were many reports about these teams of so-called engineers going in and out of the buildings, and they claimed that they were replacing cables in the buildings, but it had never happened before.